losing footing, chasing dreams while other things threaten to choke me. Holding on to blind hopes, hoping life won't own me. Bending my spine to find the lines where I'm allowed to write. And my right to breathe is bigger than the steed that drives your ego. I'm almost someone, someone I love. But I'm out of sync, tripping on precepts and words unspoken, making tokens for subjects that most certainly spell out my death. Again, I'm struggling for breath, running after paychecks squashed in the back of a taxi while men make passes at me like they own me. Mentally undress me and call me baby like they know me. I guess I was born in a world that thinks it owns me. Makes me think so. Makes me silently rage at their audacity to do so. I don't speak well, but my pen flows. My mouth is desiccated of all the power of my right hand, where all my thoughts come alive and stand, even though I look like I'm cowering. But this towering doubt, that as a woman my only clout is what rests between my thighs, and all I hear are lies so they can have a piece of it. I'm sick of it. This game of shame, of cursing my name and making me pay for it. Pay for your lust with the scraps of my trust, busting myself to suit you, to please you and serve you. And I ask myself, who is it you've become? Will I love myself when this is done? I can't find it in myself to run, to dance across the place where you don't make sense. And the suspense is worth nothing to me. I'll pay a careful eye on the play of the in-between, where words aren't the only things that speak. And I see all the contexts of the subtexts.